And now, as we do on Fridays, we have Cooking with Shaq. Now, Shaq, I hear you've got some great little goodies for us this weekend.
Well, you can't have a great cup without, your hors d'oeuvres and your finger foods and all that stuff.
Of course not.
I still remember when I was a kid, my parents used to have, like, full-on buffets for Grey Cup Sunday. Where did that go?
You just have a big bowl of chili. That's all you need.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what we're going to do? I always like the finger food. It's the easiest thing to eat. You don't even have to have cutlery or anything. So we're going to do something called, it is one of my favorites. It's called mushroom steak bites.
Ooh.
Now, what you're going to do, you just whatever steak you want, it can be a sirloin, it can be a rib steak, whatever it is, what we need you to do is fry. We're not going to grill. We're going to fry it in the pan, okay? So fry it up to whatever doneness you want, and then cut it up into half-inch pieces. Now put that aside. Take it out of the pan and put it aside.
Okay.
Now with the same pan, add a dollop of butter. You want to chop up an onion and saute it until it starts to get caramelized. Don't go too long because if it starts to burn, then it doesn't taste great. You get that, it's just a bitter flavor. With that, once that's ready to go, then you throw in a cup of chopped mushrooms. And you're going to saute that for a while. Add some S&P, some salt and pepper to taste. And also, you want to put in some dried thyme or fresh thyme, about a teaspoon of dry or fresh thyme. Now, once that's all done, set it aside now to let it cool for a little bit. Take a tub of cream cheese.
A tub of cream cheese.
Whatever size. No, I don't mean like a bathtub. I don't need a bathtub, Lisa. Just one of those, a plastic tub of cream cheese. And then you're going to put that into a food processor with a couple shots of hot sauce.
Ooh.
And then you're going to add that that onion mushroom mixture into that with a couple of shots of Worcestershire sauce. Well, however you pronounce it, Worcestershire, Worcestershire, whatever it is, that sauce. And now you're going to whiz it up in the food processor. So you got all that cream cheese, onions, mushrooms, all the sauces in there. Now you're just going to whiz it up, but don't overdo it, because if you overdo it, now it becomes a mushroom milkshake, and you don't want that. You just want to combine it all up. Now, once you're done, you take that cream cheese mixture, and you put it in a Ziploc bag, a large Ziploc bag. Stick it in the fridge for about 10 minutes. Just want to get everything kind of mingling around and set up again.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you take it out, you take a scissors and you cut off one of the corners of the Ziploc bag. Now you've got a piping bag, your homemade piping bag. So now you just need crackers, whatever cracker you want. I prefer, those baguette crackers that you can get. They look like little slices of baguettes.
Oh, yeah.
And so you take your mushroom cream cheese mixture and you put a big old dollop right onto that cracker. And then you warm up that steak again in that pan. It's got all the good stuff in it. Warm it up and take a piece of that steak and put it right on top of that cream cheese mixture, which is on that baguette. Oh, mommy, it's a one biter too. Hey, you don't even have to. You don't even have to go two bites on it. Just stuff it in your face.
Oh, that's all you need.
And one steak feeds 10 people. How's that?
Well, there you go. That's literally all you need. Nachos. Who needs nachos?
No, well, I mean, you want to put other things out, but this is like this is the piece de resistance. This is the main platter right here. Your mushroom steak bites.
Oh yeah. Now, is there like a specific kind of mushroom that you want to use?
You just go with the old whatever those mushrooms are that they have in the bin. What do they call those ones? I can't remember what they're called. They don't have to go with the fancy shiitakes or anything like that. Just go with your run-of-the-mill, but make it the fresh mushrooms so that you can cook them, because those are always just have a way better mushroom taste. The stuff you get in the can, that's just chewing on rubber.
All right, thanks very much, Shaq. That was Cooking with Shaq.